You have no doubt seen some of the devastation and chaos that continues to unfold in Haiti. Jonas Ramon has special interests. Jonas came to Ballarat when he was 6 years old. He now lives on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, but for many of his family members, they still live in Haiti, close to the capital, Port-au-Prince. Jonas Ramon has been waiting and patiently for us online. Jonas, good morning and thank you for your time.
Good morning.
Thank you for waiting as well. What's the latest you're hearing out of Haiti with your family and the situation there after this earthquake?
Yeah, look, me and my brother were fortunate enough to hear from our younger sister yesterday morning. She made contact via a US. She went and found someone with a US cell phone, and she just wanted to let us know that her and the rest of our family, my mother and brother, and their little niece is safe.
What are they telling you about the conditions there, Jonas?
Honestly, it is just widespread chaos. There's just dead bodies everywhere. People are just dying around them everywhere, constantly.
And people from injuries suffered during the earthquake?
Yes, yes. And now with the hunger as well, they were there's no food aid is getting to the outskirts yet. Our mother is out of Port-au-Prince. The aid isn't getting there quick enough.
Are you worried for their safety there, Jonas?
Yeah, absolutely. You're always worried, but, you know, at the same time, Mum's lived there for 45 years and she's survived. She's struggled that whole time, you know. So I've got faith in her. She's pretty strong.
Can you just share with us some of your memories of Haiti? I'm not sure a lot of us, and us as the Australian community, know a lot about Haiti.
Yeah, well, look, I remember quite a bit, I suppose. I was 6 years old when I came to Australia, but I learnt more, I suppose, off my adoptive parents, Stephen and Debbie Rasmussen. They really did keep up a culture, keep us with the culture, by bringing lots of art and instruments, etc., and keeping up the fun that they've got going. So for me, in Haiti, I was just a young boy running around, oblivious to the troubles. You know, I've seen some horrific things, but you sort of you see some things and you don't really find them as shocking until you come to a first world country like Australia.
You have a particular group that you would like people to donate to if they're looking to be involved and looking to help, Jonas, is that right? And this is the group that brought you to Australia?
Yes, the Haitian Christian Mission Australia. They've been working in Haiti for over 50 years. Pastor Steve Prophet is the Haitian man that founded the organisation. And Debbie and Steve Rasmussen, mine and Tim's adoptive parents, they're the head of Haitian Christian Mission Australia. Look, I just want you to know, everybody out there, that every penny that is donated to the Haitian Christian Mission makes it to the people of Haiti. It goes directly to Pastor Prophet's mission and it is distributed straight away. They really get access to the people, you know, the aid to the people.
Jonas, is there any opportunity for you to be able to get your family out of Haiti and get them to Australia, for example, safe haven?
Look, if there is anybody out there that has information that could help me with that, please get in contact with me or get in contact with the ABC program who have supported me the last few years. That is, of course, something that I would love to do. Even if it was just for a little while, just while they rebuild the country, because like we were saying before, there's been chaos before, but it is heightened now. And if there is a chance, of course, of giving them a safe haven, you know, I welcome that fully.
All right, Jonas, thank you for your time.
Look, thank you so much for your time.
Jonas Ramon, a Haitian-born Australian, grew up in Ballarat from the age of 6. He now lives on the Gold Coast. been in touch with his family, and not a pretty picture that his family is telling him about in that country. Now, I've got a number for the Haitian Christian Mission. You can probably look them up on online, but if you happen to have a pen handy, I've got some other numbers here as well for a few of the main aid agencies that are working in Haiti. If you want to contribute to those, the Haitian Christian Mission number, however, it's a mobile number. It's 0417 595 786, 0417 595 786. I'm sure you'd be able to find something about them online and other ways to contribute. Red Cross number, if you're looking to contribute, 1-800-811-700, 1-800-811-700. UNICEF is 1300-884-233, 1300-884-233, and Caritas is 1-800-024-413.